Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is September the 16th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Hosea chapters 4 to 6. We are destroyed for our lack of knowledge. We read in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 like this. The word of God through the prophet Hosea. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. If there is one verse in the Bible that has influenced me tremendously to pen down daily meditations and publish them in a blog and printed book, it is Hosea chapter 4, verse number 6. On October 23rd, 2010, while I was praying in my study, I felt God directly speaking to me from this verse. There are too many people who proudly call themselves Christians and even proudly wear the label born again believer, but do not even take time daily to read and meditate on God's word. They may even frequently recite the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread, but fail to realize that this bread that Jesus was referring to was the word of God. True wisdom and knowledge comes from reading and meditating on God's word on a daily basis. Through his word, God clarifies to us the path we are taking by shining his divine light. We become wiser than our enemies, teachers, and even older people. Through regular reading and meditation, we have our senses geared up to discern both good and evil. Maybe that is the reason why Apostle Paul is instructing his spiritual son Timothy to give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine that we read in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 13. On the other hand, Christian believers who do not read and meditate scriptures on a regular basis suffer from a lack of knowledge, which will ultimately destroy them utterly. It is possible that this has happened through religious leaders have rejected knowledge like the false priests of Israel. The priests had failed to teach God's law to the people, and as a result, God will punish both the religious leaders, that is the priests, and the people for their sin. In rejecting the knowledge of God, the people had turned to spiritual prostitution. They thought their spiritual and physical adultery would bring them prosperity and fertility, but it only led to their ruin. One of the main causes of our problem is our lack of knowledge of God's word. It does not originate because this information is scarce, but rather from rejecting this information. People spend their time in many useless activities that bring them sensual pleasures, so they do not have time or interest in meditating God's word. Because they are unconscious to their sin, they will not consciously experience God's blessing, but will consciously experience His judgment. This is the tragedy of sin. For us, the pursuit of spiritual knowledge and understanding should be high on our list of priorities. We should pursue and value true spiritual knowledge that is found only in God's word. Let us make an intentional effort to read and meditate on God's word daily and carefully observe to do everything that God instructs us through his word. Then and then only will we enjoy good success in our lives. As we read the word of God that he spoke to Joshua in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 like this. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Otherwise, remember, we will be destroyed one day for our lack of basic knowledge of God's word.